On today's show, President Trump and Elon Musk are turning into BFFs. Ford figures out how to bring Wi-Fi into older cars, and why Genesis and Lincoln want to hug their customers. I'll explain what that means coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Last year was the all-time record for new car sales in the American market. Last year, Mazda sales fell 6.7%. Yesterday, Mazda demoted its senior vice president of operations, Robert Davis. He will now handle recalls and regulatory compliance and some other duties. Autoline viewers should be very familiar with Robert Davis, as he has appeared on both Autoline After Hours and Autoline This Week. The executive in charge of sales, Ron Stettner, is leaving the company. Last year, Mazda appointed Masahiro Moro as CEO of Mazda North America. No doubt he was sent in to make big changes. Mazda lost significant ground over the last decade. 10 years ago, it was about the same size as Kia, and it easily outsold Volkswagen and Subaru. Today, it trails far behind all of them. Tesla CEO Elon Musk and President Trump don't seem like they'd have much in common. The president wants to roll back environmental regulations. Elon is on a mission to get the world to use alternative energy. However, Bloomberg reports the two are forming a surprising bromance. One reason is that Tesla and Elon's other ventures are all manufacturing in the U.S. Musk is also on the president's team of advisors and regularly meets with the administration. As a result, Tesla's stock is surging. It's up a whopping 40% since December 1st. It closed at $252 per share yesterday, and that's the highest it's been since last April. Motor racing fans rejoice. The 24 Hours of Daytona runs this weekend, starting at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. There are plenty of automakers directly involved in each category in the race, and plenty of drivers from all kinds of different series, meaning the action's going to be intense all race long. So for all you hardcore gearheads, the long winter wait is over. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
People increasingly want their cars connected to all the other things in their lives. But if you own an older car, you're out of luck. They don't have those features. And that's why Ford is now offering owners of 2010 through 2016 model year vehicles access to those connectivity features. Called Ford SmartLink, it's a device that plugs into the car's OBD2 port, and it provides things like remote start, lock and unlock, 4G Wi-Fi that can host up to 8 devices, and it can also monitor vehicle health, security, and location. The device was created in collaboration with Delphi and Verizon, and it's going to be available at Ford and Lincoln dealers starting this summer. Yesterday, we noted that Ford's profit dropped dramatically. Well, that did not sit well with Ford. It called us to point out the drop was due to an accounting change. Ford is now recognizing its pension costs in the year that they occur. It used to amortize those costs over 12 years, and it also pointed out that its pension is 96% funded. The company says that this accounting change accounted for the big drop in net profits. Ford says the change provides a clearer view of what's happening in its automotive operations, which used to carry those pension costs. Yet, even with that change, Ford's pre-tax profits declined slightly, and the market did not like what it saw. Ford's stock dropped 3% in yesterday's trading. Coming up next, a look at why two automakers, Genesis and Lincoln, think that a terrific dealership experience is the key way for them to claw their way into the luxury segment.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Today's vehicles have to meet the same regulations. They have roughly the same size in each class and pretty comparable quality. The only thing that really distinguishes them is the styling. But now automakers, especially the luxury brands, are turning to the dealer experience as a way to differentiate themselves from the competition. On AutoLine this week, I'm joined by representatives from Genesis and Lincoln about how they're embracing what I like to call hugging the customer.
And especially in luxury, every brand is very good. There are a lot of great products out there. The client experience is really a way to differentiate your brand within a very crowded space. And I know at Lincoln we view it that way, our dealers view it that way, and any way that we can continue to on our growth trajectory that we're on and continue to conquest, you do it through products, but you also do it through experiences. And a lot of the research has said that people want to use technology to engage in a brand differently. They want a more visceral engagement with the brand that they're dealing with. They want to connect in a totally different way. So it's on us, to be able to deliver that ourselves as a Lincoln brand and all of our dealers, and they do get that.
And at Genesis, this really becomes a tool that our retailers can use as well. So not only are you enhancing really that customer experience, but it becomes a capacity tool for the dealer itself, because the dealer is able to decide when is it most convenient to bring in this vehicle to have the oil changed. And so if Tuesday and Wednesday are slower days, I can make those arrangements on Tuesday and Wednesday. And to the customer, to the actual guest, they don't care, because for them they're at work or they're somewhere else and they have a loaner car, so their life just continues, and this becomes a win-win on both sides of the equation.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday with the latest news in the global automotive industry.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.